Welcome. Everyone but me. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island chains nation in the sunny slave South Pacific. It's fluoridated and Fukushima irradiated, and everybody has a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb to help the economy by behalf of the John Key Prime Minister, who used to work for the Federal Reserve. My very special guest, who's dropping in with us briefly while we're waiting for our other guest to come up, my somewhat fabulous producer, Mr. Mitch Santel, who has some news for you. Mitch, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's a very interesting morning here in Auckland, New Zealand, and my news is very, very simple. My new name is Kim.com Jr. New Zealand has rejected my renewed work permit, and I just wanted to let your listeners know that my hunch was correct, that anybody that was not born or raised in New Zealand, that immigration is extremely schizophrenic. And I am one of probably hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are having their permits rejected. So I just thought everybody would find that really, really interesting.
Well, what's the process here? I mean, why are they rejecting yours?
They rejected my work permit basically because I changed jobs during my last work permit, and because the owner of the company left the country, and because I wasn't a good boy and didn't go to immigration and tell them, they said, okay, you're fraudulent because you didn't pay more money to immigration and you didn't tell us. But there's something, Vinny, that's really interesting about this, and I think your listeners will find this interesting. In the letter that came back from my own immigration attorney, I wanted to read you, if I may, Vinny, just a couple sentences from the letter. It talked to me. It says, normally you should have been issued an interim visa automatically when you applied for a new work visa. However, immigration's automated system did not do this as it was supposed to do. If it had, you could have filed an appeal against deportation, which would have ensured your safety in New Zealand for at least the next 12 months, although you would not have had a lawful visa during that time. So basically, not only is New Zealand's immigration, I believe, a fraudulent agency, they're totally incompetent. And if we have time one time, Vinny, I've actually downloaded the audio of John Key talking about how incompetent New Zealand immigration is, and how they messed up on Kim.com, how the FBI was listening in when they raided him, how it was all fraudulent, how the whole thing's fraudulent. So basically, when they rejected me, they were supposed to automatically give me an appeal, but they weren't willing to do it. So now my attorney wants to charge me more money to go in and do something that New Zealand law has already promised and is on the books.
Well, that's lawyers for you, isn't it? And that's the law for you.
Well, it's sort of, you know, they violated the Local Government Act when they brought in the super city. They violated Kim.com's rights, his sovereign rights as a resident of New Zealand. And here I am going into my third work permit, having been here in 5 years, having spent thousands of dollars with immigration and an attorney who I believe is very competent. And I get rejected. So my wife and my two girls are legal to stay. And basically, I now have to either come up with money to apply for an appeal, or I could be deported at any time. So I'm just letting your listeners know, this is a global thing that's going on.
You say deported at any time, like there's no leeway, they want you to leave now kind of thing, and you're illegal as of this moment?
I'm illegal as of the 27th of last month, and they said, yeah, I either have to arrange to leave New Zealand before I'm apprehended by New Zealand immigration and deported, or I can request for a visa under S-61 of the Immigration Act. But according to my own attorney, they're incompetent, and they did not automatically reapply my appeal. So imagine if I was a multimillionaire, which I'm not. I'm, I don't... I don't have the money to pay all these fees. New Zealand immigration this year alone cost me almost $7,000 for me and my wife and my two daughters. And as of the 27th of September, I'm now illegally in this country. So I have to keep my passport on me at all times, and I can be deported at any time. So I just really wanted your listeners to know this, because in America right now, what's happening is, and Frosty Woolrich, who's been on your show before, we have over 1,655 illegal aliens crossing the Mexican border into California. And according to Mike Harris, who is in Arizona, he claims that over 7,000 illegal aliens are crossing the border between Mexico and Arizona. So can you believe this, Vinny? Even me.
I find it happens to the best of us, and it's because the worst of us see it coming and bribe the people who would do it to us beforehand.
I understand. By the way, I wanted to congratulate you on your announcement yesterday on how well your show and your website is doing. You really deserve all your success, Vinny. You've worked really hard to take it to this point, you know?
Well, I appreciate that. And of course, I mentioned on the show yesterday, too, that it's because of, well, you, Mitch, and American Freedom Radio, and all the listeners, all the sponsors that we've had, and that all the support eclectically that I've been getting, you know, people taking me out for coffee when I can't afford it, you know, just as little a thing as that is basically made getting through the days so much easier. And regardless of how much work I have put in, I wouldn't have been able to even do that work had it not been for all the huge support that I've been getting. And I'm kind of living a dream that's a nightmare, if you know what I mean. And everybody else is in this nightmare with me, but I'm the one who gets to experience the dream part of it.
It's a really interesting dream, because to have us, you know, to be 27, have a syndicated radio show, you know what I'm saying, and being able to interview some of the top truthers in the world, while at the same time, the New World Order, the global police state, the way the U.S. military has been brought into New Zealand, we're living in really challenging times. And I got to tell you, Vinny, when I was your age, when I was 27, when I was, you know, falling in love with my wife and courting her, and we were living in Southern California in Redondo Beach, I had no idea, I'm now 55, that our world would be like it is right now. And my attitude is this right now. If we all don't stand for something, we will fall for anything. And there are some very brave people, including Steve Quayle and Stan Deo and David Icke, and all these people who've come on your Cliff High, all these people that have been coming on your show, and even George Norrie, man, who came on your show and said they're trying to kill us. The fact that all these people are willing to stand up, you know. A lot of people in the States are saying that the Constitutional Republic, once known as the United States of America, is really over. And the videos that people send me, I continue to put news stories at guerrillamedia.co.nz, and I really love you, Vinny. I also want you to know I also love your girlfriend. No, not in that way, but I really love the way she's stood by you all these years, because this has not been an easy road for you, has it?
It's, well, you know what, Mitch? A friend of mine told me something yesterday. He said, I have taken the word hard, and I've taken it out of my association with work. And suddenly, the work becomes a lot easier. And the more you think that it's hard, the harder it keeps getting. So despite the fact that it would, from the outside, and of course from my personal experience, appear that we've been through much hardship, trials and tribulations, fighting, arguments, but those are very, very minor by comparison to the large majority of the time where we're enjoying each other's company and cooking meals for each other and just basically being a couple in a very nice state of being. And this is different to a lot of truth is relationships, mostly because I don't see how you can go and be working every day like a dog and come home to somebody who's sitting at a computer screen with their back to you most of the time. You know, it becomes really hard to keep a relationship going like that. And so you have to kind of reserve face time, if you will. And that's what we did this weekend. I was offered to go down to a middle of the night drumming. I was offered to do go out to a sound recording studio. I was offered to go out and see a movie and all of these other things from mates of mine. And I said to them, no, no, and no. I'd really love to, would be keen, but I'm giving this weekend to myself and the missus.
I understand. Yeah. And I must tell you, Vinny, and you know this to be true, we have met many people in the alternative media and have met many people who are truthers who have lost their families, you know? And it's kind of bizarre. I'm illegal in New Zealand, but my wife and my children are legal. So, you know, I just want to let your audience...
You know what they're saying? In principle, it's illegal to have a complete family in New Zealand.
Oh, God. Don't get me started on that one, man. Don't get me started on that one. But
it's part and parcel of all of our recent family policy and all the things that are coming out in this country right now. It seems inherently anti-family, anti-freedom, anti-justice. And you're a man with a family who's speaking for freedom and justice, so naturally they have to kick you out.
I understand. And I must tell you, it's the people who have the least who seem to get picked on the most. You know what I'm saying? So if I was one of those wankers where I was... I mean, look at Kim.com, man. The guy was sitting on $100 million, right? The guy invests something like $60 million or $65 million in New Zealand government bonds. You know what I'm saying? And they raid him, and it's illegal. And I promise your audience, Vinny, we are going to go back, and I have the audios now. You're going to hear David Shearer, the Labor Party. You'll probably hear John Key in the next few days on the Vinny Eastwood Show. And we're going to play the audio. And it's amazing the crap that these guys get away with. It is unbelievable. And I just can't believe some of the stories that are coming out. I was on Tumeke today, and it turns out that when they were raiding Kim.com, they had all these spies from Canada and from England and from the United States. And it's like, there's another guy we got to get on your show, Vinny, who was a whistleblower with the NSA. And he lost everything and lost millions of dollars of income and retirement. And when the NSA turned its own ears, monitoring everyone's phone call, everyone's email, every conversation, it's all monitored. He was freaking out. He understood doing it to foreign countries because he was defending and protecting the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But when they turned all of that on U.S. citizens and they said, oh, yeah, it's a done deal. You know, you don't say anything. He became a whistleblower. So there are some really brave people that are out there. And I really honor and acknowledge all of them. I really honor and acknowledge you, Vinny. You're one of the bravest people I've met in New Zealand.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of like I'm the most well-shaved person in an Amish village kind of thing. It's not that difficult to stick out.
No, I understand. And well, the fact that at such a young age, you were so articulate about so many issues, you know? And I don't know.
It's because I keep talking to old wise fellas like yourself, Mitch, and absorb what experience they have instead of going, you're an old fuddy-duddy and I'm just going to go hang out with some young people my own age and just get drunk with them and then talk about women and such.
No, I understand. I got to tell you the strangest thing. I actually had a friend of my son's tell me the other day. He said, Mitch, you were 20 and now you're 55. And he said, technology in our world is changing so fast that a 20-year-old in 2012 unless they change careers or they're really aggressive with technology, their career will be over by the time they're 50, they're 35. So, but I think in what you're doing, your career is never going to be over, man. This is just the start of it.
They'd have to shoot me. And even then, I'll probably survive it because I'm very large and very hardy. And there's, and you know, many things should have broken me and destroyed me so far, but they have not succeeded because I don't want to give in, basically. And my will is stronger than any bullet. Apart from if it cleaves the head right off with a 50 caliber round of something. I mean, I'm not going to be silly about it. But yeah, I ain't afraid anymore. Because I understand what's really on the line here at the end of the day. And when people get unfairly treated, when mismanagement of processes, which is the fault of the processes and not the person being processed, I think some accountability really needs to actually be implemented in here. Because for frack's sake, if we can do this to good people, imagine what they'll do to anybody else who's innocent. We'll be right back after the break at the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. Yeah.